Okay, good evening, everyone. We wanted to pick up tonight with a continuation of making tea on Shabbos. I believe you, I'm not 100% sure if you could hear me.
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, okay, thank you. Very good. Okay, so we spoke about using instant tea powder. Now I want to speak about other options. So to use a tea bag, it is accepted by the poskim that to use a tea bag, either in a kli rishon or even in a kli sheni, is definitely not okay. A tea bag contains raw tea leaves, and putting them into a kli rishon would be a bishul, would be very likely an iser deraisa bishul, or even pouring onto a tea bag from a kli rishon. And even putting a tea bag into a kli sheni would not be okay. That's the type of thing which definitely is not permissible to cook even in a kli sheni. It's what's called kalei habishul, something that's very easily cooked. So therefore, even in a kli sheni, it's definitely not okay. The shaila is, what about in a kli shlishi? And I will be frank that there's a tshuva from a guy named Rav Moshe Feinstein where he says that is mutter to do. It is permissible to make tea in a kli shlishi, with a tea bag in a kli shlishi, even we're talking about again where the water is still hot, yatzo let us bow, it's still permissible. Ramosha says that's not considered bishul. That being said, it's still not the generally accepted way of doing it. The Aruch HaShulchan, for example, says that it's absolutely usser. He says that doing that would still be an isser deraisa, even in a kli shlishi. And in general, it's most do not rely on that. I will mention that even if a person wants to rely on that and use an actual tea bag in a kli shlishi, they would still have to be careful not to do what you might do during the week, to like bob it in and out, you know, hold it by the string and pick it up and down to get some of the drops to go in. That would be a problem of borer on Shabbos, using the tea bag as the paper of the tea bag as a filter to hold the leaves in and let the water out. And even if you didn't do that, even if you simply let it sit in your cup and then you took it out, when taking it out, it's advisable to use a spoon, not to pull it out by the string, because even then drips will inevitably fall through the bag into the cup. So you should use a spoon to pick it up so that hopefully nothing will fall out of the bag into the cup. It'll just go onto the spoon. But that's if you use a tea bag. However, the more accepted way is, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mishnah Berurah has a long discussion of making tea, and he doesn't suggest using a kli shlishi. Rather, he suggests making tea scents in advance, which means take a number of tea bags before Shabbos and put them in hot water and let them sit, let them seep in the hot water for a long enough time so that the liquid which they are seeping in, which they are sitting in, becomes like a concentrate, becomes very concentrated tea, which is what's called a tea scents, which is just short for tea essence. And then get rid of the tea bags. Get rid of the tea bags, throw them out. And on Shabbos, use the tea scents to flavor your hot water and make a cup of tea. Now, when you do that, so you should definitely not pour the tea scents. But let's assume the tea scents, by the time you're using it, has already cooled off. So you definitely shouldn't pour it into a kli rishon, of course, and preferably not into a kli sheni, because of what we mentioned last night, that nowadays the water in a kli sheni is very likely, very often, extremely hot. Yad nichvesbo, it's even more than yad seledesbo. So it's better not even to pour it into a kli sheni, but rather a kli shlishi. Make the hot water into a kli shlishi already by pouring it from the urn into one cup and then to a second cup, and then add the tea scents into that. Now, you might say, well, am I not coloring the water when I pour the tea scents into the water? Isn't there an isser on Shabbos of coloring? There is an isser of coloring, but the Ikar Halacha says, ain't tzviya ba'ochlin. There is no issue, there is no prohibition of coloring foods, as long as you're not doing it for the color, you're doing it for the flavor, and it just happens to give off a color. that's okay. You should not add food coloring to food on Shabbos in order to specifically color it, or even to add other food if your kavana, if your intention is merely to color the food. But if you want to add grape juice to seltzer in order to, because you enjoy drinking it that way, or you want to add your tea scents to the hot water, to the water in your kli shlishi, because you want a cup of tea for the flavor, you're allowed to do that. That being said, the Mishnah Berurah does indicate that if one could avoid coloring, there is a mila to it, although we paskin, the halacha, we clearly paskin it's mutter, but since there's an opinion that you should try to avoid even coloring food, so if you could avoid it, avoid it. The way to avoid it would be to pour the water into the scents. That's not called coloring. You're basically just diluting the tea scents. If you pour, pour some of the tea scents off into another cup and pour from the hot water into there. However, again, if the tea scents is cold and the hot water is hot, yatzalesbo, you should definitely not do that unless you're at least pouring from a kli sheni. Definitely don't pour from a kli rishon into the cold tea scents. Make sure it's at least a kli sheni that you're pouring into the tea scents. If the tea scents is hot, if you're able to keep it in a place on the blech or somewhere else where it stays hot, then you don't have a problem. At least for Ashkenazim, you don't have a problem. You'd be allowed to pour from the hot water into the tea scents because the tea scents is also hot. Now, let's say you were to you made a cup of tea and now you're finished, and you want to refill it. You want a second cup of tea. So let's say you're sitting and drinking your cup of tea, and you drink half of it, and the other half or a quarter of it, a significant amount is left in the cup, and it cools off. You got busy. You're doing other things. You're not just drinking the tea straight. And in the meantime, there's a significant amount of liquid in the cup which has cooled off, and you want to refill it. So there again, you should not take the urn and refill it directly into that cup, because that cup now has liquid which is cooled off. Now, it may be, albeit that this liquid was once fully cooked, but you still should not pour from a kli rishon even into liquid which was once fully cooked, if currently it's cool, completely cooled off. But rather, you should, in that case, make sure that you're pouring at least from a kli sheni into the liquid which has cooled off. But let's take a different case where you don't have so much tea left over or so much hot water left over. You finished your tea, but there's still a little. The cup is not dry. There's still some droplets of water of the original tea at the bottom of the cup. An insignificant amount, but it's there and it's cooled off. So then it's mutter. It's mutter to pour hot water into the cup, even though the cup is not completely dry, but what it's wet from is water, liquid that was once completely cooked. And even now that liquid is just droplets. It's an insignificant amount. It's just droplets. That's okay to do. On the other hand, let's say you have droplets at the bottom of a cup which were never cooked. For example, let's say you took a mug and you rinsed it out under the tap with fresh cold water, which was never cooked, and now you want to pour water, hot water from a urn straight into that cup. It's an empty cup. You want to pour hot water into that cup. Well, it's not completely empty. It's for the most part empty, but there are some residual droplets of water, and that water was never cooked before. So there, it's better to be machmir. Better not to pour the hot water. I say better because Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, even there, it's not an outright isser if the droplets are insignificant for various reasons. But he does recommend that in that case, you should dry it out first. If the liquid, the droplets were never cooked, dry out the cup first and then pour the hot water in. Whereas, as I said, if the droplets are from a liquid that was completely cooked, you could safely pour hot water into it without drying it out. Now, when we speak about, I mentioned last night, or a couple of nights, whenever it was, you're definitely not allowed to pour cold water into a kli rishon. That's for sure. You can't pour cold water into a kli rishon. You can into a kli sheni, but not into a kli rishon. But let's say you're pouring a large amount of cold water into a relatively small amount of hot water. meaning you're pouring an amount of cold water into a Kli Rishon, which, but at the end, it's the final temperature is not going to be Yad Soledesbo, because the amount, the ratio of cold to hot is such that there's enough cold that then rather than the hot water in the Kli Rishon heating up the cold water, the opposite is going to occur. The cold water that you're pouring in is going to cool off the hot water. So then you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to pour cold water into hot water as long as, you know, you pour it all at once. You're allowed to do that, preferably pour it all at once, but you're allowed to do that because at the end, the ratio is going to be a one where the temperature is not going to be as solid as both. Same thing is true the other way. You should not pour hot water from a Kli Rishon into cold water, like I just said, by the cup. You have a cup with some cold water in it. You shouldn't pour hot water into it. But if you're pouring just a little bit of hot water into a lot of cold water, then, and it's going to end up being not Yad Soledesbo, but you can. Let's say you have a cup of cold water from the tap you want to drink, but it's really cold. It's a cold Chicago day. I know we're not in Chicago now, but maybe you'll be visiting Chicago. And you take cold water from the tap and it's freezing cold. So you want to pour in a little bit of hot water just to take off the sting of you don't want it to be quite as cold. So you have hot water in an urn and you want to pour in a little bit straight into your cold water. But at the end, the cold water is definitely going to cool off the hot water. The net result is not going to be water, which is Yad Soledesbo. It's going to be water, which is cool, less than 110 degrees. So then it's okay. You're allowed to take this really hot water straight from a Kli Rishon and pour it into your cup of cold water because because the final temperature is not going to be Yad Soledesbo. It's going to be a cool mixture rather than a hot mixture. Okay, we'll hold it here for now. Thank you very much. Have a good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Good night.